We are going to take a look at the Gemara Brachos. The Gemara Brachos and Membeis, and truth of the matter is also mentioned back at Mem Aleph and Membeis. Gemara starts off like this: Membeis Amud Aleph, towards the top of the Amud. Rav Yehuda va'asik le lebrei. Rav Yehuda is making a chasna for his son Ki. Bei Rav Yehuda, sorry, in the house of Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. Aisa lekamayu pasuba bekistim. So we're looking at the shmorg right now at the chasna. A bit of an embellishment, but something along those lines. And what was being served was pasuba bekistim. So one of the people at the chasna took up the pasuk b'kistim and made a bracha samotzi. It's bread, so he felt that he should make a motzi. Amalei mai tzitzit kashamina. So what is this tzitzit? Tzitzit over here, an expression of the Gemara, basically chirping, but in the context, you know, you hear the word tzitzit and the word hamotzi. So I don't understand. What are you doing making hamotzi? Right? You think it's hamotzi? That's funny. So I'm relaying. He says, I think it is hamotzi. I think that's the correct bracha. So first of all, he quotes a brisa. The brisa quotes the opinion of Rav Muna. Rav Muna says that pasuk b'kistim is the correct bracha is hamotzi. And Shmuel on top of that records that the halach in fact was like Rabbi Muna. So I think I'm standing on good ground. I think the bracha is hamotzi. So Amar lehu ein halacha k'Rabbi Muna. And he says to him, you're mistaken because the halacha, I'm good. And the halacha does not fall like Rabbi Muna, so therefore the bracha is not hamotzi, but rather mezonos. The Gemara doesn't say that, but the bracha is mezonos. So the phenomena that we learned together in the Gemara, actually the Gemara does go on. Sorry. The Gemara does go on. Vahamarhu, itmar, amri la vahamarhu, damar mishmeh yishmo, lachmanis ma'avim behu. So he says, what about Lachmanios? Lachmanios, you know, modern Hebrew, those are like little chalos. But in the Gemara, obviously, and in the context of the Gemara, Lachmanios are also some form of pasuk b'kistim. If you want to know what they are, so you could look at Rashi, which doesn't help me. But Rashi says there are some ovlays, whatever that means in French. So Shani Hasim de Kavasu Daisar Laihu. Avahecha de lo Kavasu Daisar Laihu lo. So the Gemara says, yeah, but that's because he was Kovei Asuda, meaning it is pasuk b'kistim. But with pasuk b'kistim, if in fact you were going to make it as part of your meal, then the correct bracha is hamotzi. Otherwise, the bracha is mezonos. Okay. And so ad kan divrei Gemara, that really ends the Gemara over there. So what we have in front of us is a halacha, pshut of the Gemara, although somewhat of a debate, but the Gemara's conclusion seems to be pretty clear, that when it comes to pasuk b'kistim, so the correct bracha is mezonos, with the notable exception, if you in fact are going to be kovei asuda, if you're going to establish a meal on it, so then the bracha is going to be hamotzi. Okay, the larger point, the interesting point, which I'm not going to discuss tonight, is if pasuk b'kistim is some form of bread, so why is the bracha going to in fact be mezonos? Meaning, why is it downgraded to mezonos? And then, on top of that, again, one of the larger issues to discuss is then if the bracha is mezonos and you're kovei asuda, why does the bracha go back to hamotzi? So is pasuk b'kistim bread or is it not bread? Obviously, it's something less than bread because the bracha is mezonos. On the other hand, it can get upgraded to bread, so upgraded to hamotzi. So in of itself, it's a really, it's a curious halacha, it's an interesting halacha, that this thing called pasuk b'kistim is somewhere between bread and not bread, and contextually it's going to depend on whether or not you're making a meal of it or you're not making a meal about it. What I have not translated nor explained is what exactly is pasuk b'kistim. Pasuk b'kistim now is this quasi-bread, which we're going to be making mezonos on it. What exactly is pasuk b'kistim? So the Gemara gives a couple of examples, but the Gemara gives examples, but doesn't give definition. The Gemara doesn't tell us what actually makes up pasuk b'kistim. Gemara just simply says either it calls it pasuk b'kistim or calls it lachmanios, but the Gemara never gives real definition to what pasuk b'kistim is. So what is pasuk b'kistim? So amongst this, you have a major machlokus amongst the Rishonim. What I'm going to be doing tonight, if you'd like to follow me inside, I didn't make Mara Makamu sheet. What I'm going to be doing tonight is I'm going to be going through the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Yechiel Michal Epstein, noted posek of 130 years ago. So he writes a fantastic work on halacha. For those of you who are unfamiliar, Aruch HaShulchan basically is a read of halacha, meaning unlike the Shulchan Aruch, which just passes the halacha, the Beis Yosef cites a lot of Makaros, but the Aruch HaShulchan really handles the halacha from the Gemara through the Rishonim, and then works his way up until contemporary. Contemporary meaning his day and age. So it really is it's a tremendous work. It's very popular. Most libraries are going to have it. And so the Aruch HaShulchan takes us through what exactly are the opinions in terms of what is pasuk b'kistim. Uman nekra pasuk b'kistim. So you want to follow me in the Aruch HaShulchan in Kuf Samaches. I'm going to start in Simin Yates. But we're going to go, here's what we're going to do for the remainder of this evening. We're going to go through the Aruch HaShulchan and go through the definitions of what Pasul B'Kisnim is, and then we're going to go through the, and then we're going to go through the Halacha, in terms of what exactly we should do based on all these various definitions. So let's start off. There are going to basically be, amongst the Rishonim, three opinions in terms of what Pasul B'Kisnim is. Umanikra Pasul B'Kisnim, Yesh B'Zeh Deos Rabos. So there are numerous opinions in terms of what it is. Kuf Samaches. Simon Kuf Samaches in the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, and I'm starting your test. So we'll start, the Aruch HaShulchan starts off with Rashi. Rashi appears to Lacha Achila Hayurigim Lahavi Klayo. So Rashi writes that after the meal, so they would have roasted grains. Vehem Nikraim Kisnim. Umivini Mahem Pashin Loshu Im Tavlin. Kein Ovlios. Okay, so he quotes with the word that Rashi uses. The Rashi he's quoting, by the way, is from the previous summit. But so they had roasted grains, and it was baked together with spices. Shalanu shenosim batavlin harbeve goes in v'shkedim, and it had nuts inside of it at kanashona mashma. So from Rashi, what it indicates is that pas nelishmayimim kemach. So it's flour and water. Elishma arvin ba harbe tavlin ve goes in v'shkedim. It just happens to be that there are a lot of other ingredients as well, nuts and almonds. The ein yadu atzlenu means that klal. And truth of the matter is, writes the Aruch HaShulchan, like, I can't give you a modern-day example of what this looks like. The Torah writes something very similar. That's basically bread filled with some form of sugar. And you're going to find similar pshats like this in Rabbeinu Chananel, in Rabbeinu Yonah, that it is basically some sort of bread stuffed with sweets. Uvishem Rav Haigon Kasra Shepasa Babakisnim Haim Kaim Kaachin. Then he quotes Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon says the Pasa Babakisnim is Achin. Vuhu pas bain shuhu mituvels bain shayna mituvels sha osin oso kachin yaveshin vikosasin osam vibesa mishav ochlim imenu kim a at kanashona. Rav Haigon gives a pshat where it's crunchy, meaning it's not soft like bread normally comes out, but it's crunchy. I guess contemporarily we would call something like a pretzel. The gamzelo no delanu milo rabasenu elu etzma pasna se b'maim kistam pasti elu hayal nash b'mashkin hayal lahem levayer. Okay, but still, according to Rav Haigon, it's flour and water. It just happens to be that it's not soft, but rather it's crunchy. V'zeo dereishana shekasav rabbeinu abeisos b'simin zayin v'zeo lashana pasav babikisim yesh mefarsh pasha asu kemin kisim shememalaso dvash of sukar ve'egozim v'shkem v'tavlin ad kan lashana. And then he quotes the Shulchan Aruch, quoting this opinion of Rashi, where it's some form of bread filled with sweets. V'akavanu b'achilasam l'hamilui v'lo l'apas atzmo, ach mim neshim min dagan chashev eino b'ato l'hamilui. Really, truth of the matter is that you're interested in the sweets, but we know the rule is that when I have flour and anything else, even if I'm really interested in the sweets, but I can't dismiss the flour, so therefore the flour is the ikar. V'lachem mevarch bar mi minazon. V'im ochel rak hamilui mevarch kafi birchas hamilui. If you're just eating the filling, so then obviously you make a bracha only on the filling. V'in chiluk bein milui beperes hamilui bebas v'dagim. V'yesh mi shekasav shemizeh hamen hei ma she'osim bepurim shememal anapas. Okay, I'm gonna move past to the next siman. So right now, in the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes his first opinion, that basically it's some sort of dough filled in with a filling. Okay, Amram Perish Rav Haigon in Echla Bazer.
Sorry, why does that get rid of the Hamotzi?
Why does it get rid of the Hamotzi? Right. So, unclear. Unclear according to this first shot, why then it's looked at something, anything less than bread. And again, the Aruch HaShulchan just simply posits that your real interest is in the sweets and not the dough, but you can't ignore the dough. But it's not, in other words, it's not bread in the most classic sense. Amram Perish Rav Haigon, Einu Nechla Bazesh, Harei Hu Kasav, Bein Mituvels, Bein Enim Tuvels, Rabbeinu Beisos, Kasav, Bidei Ashlishis, Vezelashono. So, okay, and Rav Haigon doesn't necessarily agree with this. Rav Haigon just simply, his definition is just something which is hard and cracker-like. Okay, and there's a third opinion. V'yesh Mefarshim Shu Pas, Bein Mituvels, Sha'osim Osam Ka'achin, V'yiveshim, V'kosim Osam, Bein Menikraim, Biskuns, V'einu Muvan Cloud, the Kevishim Botavlin, Harei Hu Pas Gamer, Da'atu Mimnish. Yeah, something like that. Da'atu mimneshu yavish and apas v'kasva shein aruchos yafe kegluskos naos v'hainu kicholch. Okay, so the first time now I understand. It's like kichol. Sha'osim besudasom l'teavon. V'lo eida l'chavin zeh v'akicholch shalanu galushim bebeitzim. You know, our kichol, so it's made with eggs. V'lo b'mayim, it's not made with water. V'eza dimyon hu l'zeh v'im gam kavanas agon keinu hayalo lefarish zeh ikar. And it's not, that's not what Rav Haigo meant anyway. Ava HaRambam, so far what do we have right now? One pshat is that it's dough, but it's filled in with some sort of filling. A second pshat is that it's crunchy and it's a cracker. Ava HaRambam, now I'm already up to Sif Chav Beis in the Aruch HaShulchan, Kasov, V'chein Yisr Shalash B'dvash B'shemen B'chalav, Shir B'amini Tavlin V'afa, V'hi Nikras Pasa B'Bikistim. So then he quotes the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam writes that Pasa B'Bikistim, the definition is something where the dough is made up mostly of a liquid other than water. In other words, the liquid is egg, or the liquid is oil, but it's not water. What we would call cake. The afa pishu pas mevarchla berimim mezonos ve'im kavas yudasam alayim avercha motziat kan l'shana. So the Rambam writes that, so it is a, even though it's flour and liquid, but it's not flour and water, and so therefore it's pas babikisnim, and therefore it's mezonos, unless you're koveya suda. V'inei haramam hisker gam she'irev ba mini tavlin kiperes rashi. So, and again, Rambam writes that there are also spices in there. V'yirli derak al zeh kavanaso shenikres pasa babikisnim v'lo al lasha bedvash. Ela shezeh pshita kevin she'ena nilusha b'mayim v'zeh apir shasheni she'evi rabbeinu Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef records this opinion as well of the Rambam. In the Beis Yosef, you're going to find this in number two. Sham v'hosef lomer d'davka she'a tamatarovus may peris o'atav v'nikar b'isad kan lashono. The only additional point the Beis Yosef adds to the Rambam is that not only is the primary liquid going to be egg or oil, but you're able to taste the egg or the oil. Klamer devadi emeikir havei amayim v'hamei apir, so I'll tell them, ta'amim afshe betano makir mekom makom kevin de be'isa inu nikar mevarchin ha-motzi. Alashem yu ha-ikir shiu nikarim ba'isa klamer b'riyas ha-ayin ha-yanikar sheish b'hem apir, o tell them l'chein lo'kamer nikar betam. And the amount of oil, the amount of egg, meaning the non-water liquid that goes into it, has to be recognizable in taste, and really evident in the in it. Again, an example of that would be cake. Okay, now those are your three basic opinions of what pasa babikistim are. Just to review, pasa babikistim can either be a regular dough, water and flour, but having a filling inside. That's one. Two is going to be that it's crunchy and it's hard. And number three, as the opinion of the Rambam, is that the primary liquid is not water, but the primary liquid is going to be egg or oil. Those are your three definitions of what pasa babikisnim are. And then he writes as follows. The gam das rabbeinu beis yosef, sorry, him ikar kevin she'a mayim klal v'nira. Aval be'emes nira, no. I want to go on a little bit further, sorry. Okay. Now, Kamosha Kotzav Rabbeinu Abbeis Yosef. Now, what's the halacha? Meaning, what exactly is going to be the halacha of Pasa Babikistim in terms of when I make a bracha? Is it going to be definition number one, definition number two, or definition number three? So on this now, the Aruch HaShulchan goes back to the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef writes as follows. Shahalacha kedivri kulam. Which does the halacha follow like? So here's one of those really interesting circumstances where the halacha is not going to follow like one of the opinions, but the halacha is going to rather follow like all three opinions. The Beis Yosef writes that we're going to, under all three of these circumstances, make a bracha mizonos unless you're koveya suda. The kasva tam. Now, why should that be? In other words, if you think about it, it's a little bit strange. The definition of the Rambam is not in agreement with the definition of Rashi, nor is he in agreement with the definition of Rav Haigon. And I could say the same thing about Rav Haigon. He doesn't define it the way the Rambam does, nor he defines it the way Rashi does. And then I could say it again. Rashi doesn't define it the way the other two define it. So it's a really interesting ruling by the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, where the Beis Yosef says, you know what? All three of them are going to be Pasa Babikisnim. Desfeka de Rabbanan hu, v'naktin lahakel. And the Beis Yosef writes something which is fascinating. He says, do you know why we're going to go like all three? Because it's a suffix, we're not sure which one is the correct definition, and we know we have a rule of suffix brachos lahakel. And suffix brachos lahakel will therefore dictate that because it's a suffix, so therefore we're going to be makel. Okay. Now, if you think about it, which we're going to do right now, so you realize, right, as fakos go, this is a funny suffix. Meaning, let's think about what the suffix is. I have a stuffed dough filled with sweets, but it's a regular dough and it's filled with sweets. Now, if you asked Rashi, is that possible about Bekisim? Rashi would say yes. But if you asked the other two, Rishonim, Rav Haigon, nor the Rambam, so they would both say no. That's not possible about Bekisim. That's bread, and so therefore the brachas amotzi. What's the suffix in which now, because of Sfeika the Rabban Lekula, or Sfeikos Brachos Ahakel, we're now going to be making a Bor Minim Mizonos? First of all, in terms of just...
How do you know they would say that's bread and not say that's mizonos?
Right. Well, each
just
one...
regular mizonos.
Okay, fine. So your question is excellent. I'm gonna circle back to your question. But assuming that each one of them is giving their own definition to the exclusion of the other two, so that means that if you're eating one pasa baba kisnim, then two other of the Rishonim would say, no, the bracha is a motzi. So just from a number standpoint, it's not a 50-50. Suffix is normally 50-50. So right now, it's 33% chance right that you're making the right bracha. That's one. Two, suffix brachos lahakel, meaning if you're not making the right bracha, so then you're not being makel, you're being wrong. We could even say it's stronger. I mean, I'm not going to say it's stronger. The Aruch HaShulchan is going to say it's stronger. V'yesh mi shehiksha. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, I don't understand. Ha imenim avarcha bracha ru'uya. If you don't make the right bracha over a losisa, you're violating the Isra in the Torah of losisa. So why is it, such a wonderful question, why is it that the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, is that we are going to make a mizonos on all three because it's a suffix. It's a strange conclusion. And if you're not making the right bracha, you're in violation of losisa Shem Hashem Lashav. Good. So the Aruch HaShulchan offers one of two possible answers. And that's going to really be the focus of the rest of Shir today. The two answers he gives us as follows. Number one, writes the Aruch HaShulchan, this is now in Sif Chav Gimel. Devadei birchas mezonos poter min haTorah afilu pas. So suggestion number one of the Aruch HaShulchan is that, you know, this is one of the common themes in the sixth perek, that there is a bracha that you should be making, but sometimes other brachas can substitute. Right? Examples that we've gone through over the sixth perek. So if you should be making on most foods, it's appropriate bracha, but if you make shahakol, you're yotzei. You should be making on a fruit a bar priya eitz, but if you make a bar priya adama, you're yotzei. So, suggests the Aruch HaShulchan, that on hamotzi, obviously, you should be making hamotzi, but if you make mizonos, you're yotzei.
Is this his chiddush?
He's saying it. Yes, he's saying it. So, ve'enu kein devadai, birchas mizonos poter min haTorah, filo pas. Da hazayan. Because, look, what is the bracha of mizonos? Mizonos is that it is filling us up. It's satiating us. Okay, so it's not the right bracha, but at the same time, it's not the wrong bracha. Your yotzei. And then, right? It's fine. I assume it's still be alamichya, but okay, it's a fair question. The vigam birchas alamichya poter min haTorah lekama poskim shem min haTorah in tzarach rak bircha achas amnam lanias daiti nira. Now, sorry, I jumped ahead. And as far as the alamichya is concerned, we could say the same thing as well. It's not the right bracha to make an amotzi, but if you made an alamichya after you ate bread, so b'di'evid you're going to be yotzei. Okay, so that is suggestion number one of the Aruch HaShulchan. It's a technical suggestion, but then we get to a second suggestion, which is really interesting and very lumdish. La'aniyas daiti nira amnam. La'aniyas daiti nira dein sarach lomar mitam sfeika derabbanan. He says, look, I can just disagree with the premise altogether that we go like all three because Suffolk brachos akal. I don't think that's it. Elisha mi ikar adin kainhu. Elisha poskim mechulakim bepirusha de pas ababikistim. Avaladina in chokin ze al ze. Vihare haramam klal kimakulam kimosha kasafti. So what he suggests is what Morty suggests just moments earlier, and that is that these three opinions aren't mutually exclusive one and another. These three opinions are just simply giving examples. Rashi's giving an example. The Rambam's giving an example. And so is Rav Haigon. But not because they're saying this to the exclusion of that. They're just giving examples of pasa baba kistim. And so therefore, if each one of them is giving an example, so that doesn't mean that one is precluded from the other. They are not mutually exclusive positions. They are just simply giving examples of what pasa baba kistim is.
Therefore, one of them would come upon one of those other examples.
They would all agree.
They would all be in agreement. So basically what we have in this Aruch HaShulchan now are two basic approaches of how to deal with the question of the ruling of the Beis Yosef / the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that in all three of these, you're going to be making a bracha bar min mizonos. Question, how is it that we're going to make a bar min mizonos, assuming that they're arguing with each other, and that means that there's a 2 in 3 chance that you're not making the right bracha and you're violating the Isra of Los Tisa. So answer number one is that either number one, the bracha bar min mizonos is Bidi ever going to work anyway. That's one suggestion. Or the second suggestion, more fundamentally, is that these opinions of the Rishonim are not disagreeing with one another. Each one of them is just simply giving an example of what Pasa Baba Kisnim is. Adkan. Adkan Divrei Ha'aruch HaShulchan. if you think about these two answers that are given over here, it'd be tremendous nafka. I mean, there's real practical differences between these positions. Let's say, for example, at the end of the meal, I decide that I want, for my dessert, a cracker, a piece of pie, and a piece of cake, right? A cracker, a piece of pie, and some cake. And so now, and this is going to be my dessert. I don't know how the person has room for all that after the meal, but that's going to be his dessert. And so now let's consider, and by the way, the dessert after the end of the meal is probably not even the best example, but you get my point. In other words, he wants to eat all three of these. Okay, so now what bracha should he make knowing that he's going to eat all three of them? So if we're going to go with the second approach of the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Rishonim are all in agreement with one another, and each one of them is giving examples, so then you're good. Meaning, when I say you're good, meaning mezonos. Mezonos should be able to cover all three, even when you know you're going to be eating all three. Because according to the second approach, the opinions are not disagreeing with one another. They're all in agreement that these are just simply examples. So I'm eating now three different types of pasta babakistim. However, if you go with the first approach of the Aruch HaShulchan, and that each one of them is giving an opinion exclusive to the other opinions, and now you eat all three, so the only reason why I was making a bar mitzvah in Arizona is because of suffik. Now at this point in time, there's no longer any suffik, because if I'm eating three, and the truth of the matter is, even if I'm eating two, I now know for sure that one of them is not a mezonos. If I'm eating three, I know two of them is not a mezonos. If I'm eating one and I want to advance the argument of suffik brachos lahakel, that's fine. But if I'm eating two or three, I lose the argument now. And so now, presumably, according to that first approach, you'd have to make a motzi. So it's really interesting and fundamental in terms of what would be, how do we look at the three opinions amongst the Rishonim? And practically speaking, when I eat all three, would I be making a bracha mezonos, or would I be making a bracha vamotzi?
And would that be a hefsik if perhaps you had the mezonos food before the hamotzi food?
Right.
Meaning two out of the three, according to you, are mezonos.
Right.
One of them is a hamotzi. You don't know if the hamotzi is going to be the first one you're eating or the
right.
third one.
Right.
Unless you take a piece from each.
Right. Correct. Right. If you're going with the first approach, right. That right. So that first piece that you...
Let's say you sit down on a meal, you make hamotzi lechem and arts, and you eat a soft pretzel,
right.
which is definitely not bread, then you go ahead and eat bread.
Right.
Is that considered a hefsik or not?
I hear the question. I definitely don't know the answer, but...
Anyone with cake, according to two other opinions, is going to be a mozi. So you're making a mozi.
No, but one of... The first food you put in your mouth may not be hamotzi.
Right.
The possibility is that two out of three is that it is a mozi.
Okay.
Right.
So they're having two foods.
Right. So right, two foods. Okay, now. Okay, good. Anyway, but to get the basic idea. So it's just a really interesting analysis of the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch that we go like all three opinions. Adkan.